Citizen journalists and bloggers seem to be rocking the vote, or maybe I should say rocking the boat, this political season. This past week, Weekend Edition Sunday Soapbox vlogger Jacob Soboroff attended the annual Webby Awards as a nominee. He took advantage of his place on the red carpet to ask the guests about the role the web and politics are playing during this year's presidential campaign. Many were talking about Mayhill Fowler, a 61-year-old citizen journalist from the Huffington Post who broke two big campaign stories this season. She also broke the ethical rules journalists are supposed to follow. Jacob is in our New York studio to tell us more. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, Leanne.
Elaborate a little on who Mayhill Fowler is, as well as the stories and the rules she broke.
She's a 61-year-old housewife from Northern California who had never had anything published before. She put together two big stories this presidential election cycle. One was from inside a fundraiser in San Francisco where Barack Obama said some controversial statements about people clinging to religion and guns. And the other story happened quite recently. It was in South Dakota on a rope line where Mayhill came into contact with Bill Clinton and was talking to him about Todd Purdom from Vanity Fair in the article that he wrote recently about the former president.
So what's the big deal? She talked to Bill Clinton. She recorded remarks that Senator Obama made. What's the big deal?
Well, the first big deal is that at Senator Obama's fundraiser in San Francisco, this was an event that was technically off the record. It was a fundraiser that was closed to the press and came out with some pretty controversial remarks that Senator Obama said that were in the headlines for quite some time after he said them. In the case of Bill Clinton, Mayhill didn't disclose who she was and what she was doing on the rope line. And when she asked President Clinton about the Vanity Fair article, he ended up saying some things that who knows if he would have said if he thought he was on the record, so to speak.
Now, many journalists, I would venture to say all of them, at least in the traditional media, feel it's unethical not to identify themselves when they're interviewing someone and believe it's unethical to report on an event that is ostensibly off the record. Are the rules changing for blogging journalism?
I think they are. I come at this from an interesting perspective. When I was in college, I was a part-time advance man to Mayor Bloomberg and later to Howard Dean when he was running for president. And we knew that the schedules that were put out on a daily basis, unless it was otherwise indicated, were open to the press. You know, Mayhill could have asked the same question and not been a citizen journalist for the Huffington Post, and someone who was standing next to her hypothetically could have had a tape recorder as well. You know, nowadays, anyone's a blogger, anyone's a vlogger, and it could have ended up on the internet anyways.
Don't you think it's not fair for bloggers to go to closed political events, not identify themselves, and then put their remarks up on the website?
Oh, without a doubt. I think if you have a credential, you got to wear it around your neck. But as several of the people put it to me when we were at the Webby Awards, we know that that's not going to happen nowadays. So we're actually seeing, I think, or we'll see a shift where politicians and campaign workers may approach these events differently going forward.
In other words, approach them as if everything they say is on the record.
Yeah, exactly.
Most traditional media organizations have a code of ethics, something that their journalists can refer to. Is there a code on the web?
No, and I wouldn't be surprised soon if we see floating around there some sort of internet ethics petition where citizen journalists and bloggers can sign up and kind of have a code of their own.
Jacob Soboroff is a vlogger for Weekend Edition Sunday. To see more of Jacob on the red carpet at the Webbies, go to our political blog, npr.org/Sunday Soapbox. Jacob joined us from our studios in New York. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ian.
And one note, Jacob Soboroff shares some of his video blogs with the Huffington Post. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.